So he gets 51.
Is it? Dude, I swear we've just been like stuck on episode 51 for the past 3 weeks.
No. This one's 51. Trust. We're on episode 51.
All right, 6:11 start and 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys?
Welcome back to Hot Take Hub. Episode... Happy Mother's Day to y'all out there.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Sunday, May 12th. That is today's date.
Thanks for tuning back in.
Episode supposedly 51.
I have no idea what episode we are on.
I mean, we got to be coming up on a year.
I'm pretty sure this is... I know we're past the year of like producing content now, but...
For sure. Oh, yeah. No, definitely past a year.
Yeah.
I know that the good old TikToks, that started back in April.
Yes, sir.
You want to swing us into news?
I'll swing us into some good news. In Michigan, several elementary schools have enrolled full-time service dogs as happiness ambassadors because research shows that the presence of trained dogs lowers children's stress, fosters a positive attitude toward learning, and smooths interactions between classmates.
Hear me out. That's great news. I think what they could do to make this even more great news is they take sheltered dogs.
Train them.
And then put them into the school systems.
I guess. Think about that. But do you think all... I don't think all foster dogs could... Like, you know what I mean? I feel like some of them have trauma.
I think with the right training, anything is possible.
Is it true?
Though? My dog would barely even like want to touch a human, and now that's all the dog wants to do. So
this is true. I watched it happen.
And she was like on the streets, literally picked up in New Orleans. Like,
it's crazy. She made a long trip.
Well, I think she was transported here. She didn't walk.
I know that.
But yeah.
Thanks,
like,
Cap.
I mean, what the dog doing? But no, that's pretty good news.
Good news for the week.
That was all you had, though?
Yeah.
That's better than no news.
That's what I'm saying.
Any good news is great news. My news that not necessarily nobody's talking about because a lot of people are talking about it. Miss USA and Miss Teen USA. After winning, step down.
What does that even mean?
So they won their pageant.
Yeah.
But then they were like, nah, like...
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Why, though?
In, like, a sign of, like, protest for how they are treated at the pageants.
Oh.
And, like, how, like, bad the industry is. And basically blah, 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 blah. But I just, like... I mean, like, I see where they're coming from. I'm surprised we even still have beauty pageants.
I can't lie. Dude. Even as a kid, I thought beauty pageants were the dumbest thing ever.
Because, in my opinion, there's a mix. There's like actually girls that like deserve it, and then there's these other girls that are just like daddy's money, and they actually like. Dude, I've seen some responses, like some of the answers that these girls have, and it's actually crazy. Like, their responses just don't make any sense. They're like, how do you expect we'll end world hunger? And their response is something along the lines of,
just, like, feed everyone.
Yeah. Like, nice job, sister, but you didn't really necessarily hit the nail on the head. But I'm just shocked because, like, does second place just now become the winner? Because, like, there's a Miss Universe. Is Miss USA just not going to compete at Miss Universe? Like, there's going to be no Miss USA? Or is this all like a publicity stunt and she's actually going to be like, psych, I'll be there at Miss Universe.
Dude, like, what is the point? Well, what is the point of beauty pageants at all?
I think it's just recognition. I know there's a cash prize, like they win money. But other than that, I think,
like,
I mean, like maybe they're just, they look at like, that's a role model. Like to young
for
women.
For young women?
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think a pageant is needed to do that.
No, why don't you just like... go volunteer in the community.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to do the, like, that, those hours you're spending.
Oh,
in
I mean, they volunteer a lot.
Yeah, I know
of
that.
Hours.
But, like, I don't know. It's so dumb.
I'm just, like, shocked because.
Like, and then at that point, are you doing it for the pageant or are you doing it because you actually want to do good?
I don't know. It's definitely a subject that I fully don't understand, but I find it interesting because Miss USA stepped down. And then the following day, Miss Teen USA stepped down.
It's crazy.
Let me. Sorry.
That's big news right there. Breaking news out of Hot Take Hub.
Well, that's as much breaking news that we got right now. True. But yeah, no, this literally happened a day ago. So, like, Miss USA resigns are just the tip of the iceberg, insiders say. And basically, hold up. I'm trying to find, like, why they were saying it. In response, this is from a CNN article.
This is official stuff, right?
This is from a CNN article. So I'm not using any. Well, I'm using other people's words, but okay. Yeah. In response, a number of current state title holders who competed alongside Voight for Miss USA. I'm assuming that's who won. Including Miss North Carolina. Okay. They just shared social media messages, like supporting that the organization was like bad, and. I'm seeing things for NDAs. Like, I can't imagine why you would need to sign an NDA to enter a beauty pageant. Like,
yeah, just think that through. That's crazy. What is happening in that beauty pageant that you need an NDA for?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be, like, all like a wholesome meetup of people. Like,
things are falling apart right here. That's quoted.
I guess so.
Yeah, we're not coordinated, according to White. What I've witnessed and seen is harassment, a toxic work environment, and bullying. White said in a telephone interview with CNN, it's just not conducive to a women's organization that uplifts women and is supposed to promote using your voice. It's quite the opposite. So it seems like all these people are being like silenced by the organization or something.
I wonder if it's like has to do with anything about those like Palestine and Israel protests.
I don't know.
They were trying to speak up about that.
And did you see that Biden said he's not sending anything over there anymore?
Where?
Just at all?
Yeah. Because of the Hamas or something like that.
Hamas?
Yeah.
Sounds like you were trying to say Hamas. Hamas.
Hamas.
Okay, yep, it's shocked.
Hamas.
There you go.
Yeah. That's my news.
It's very interesting. Very interesting.
It was. The word of the week, though, we're going to quickly segue from that.
Yeah, let's.
Scamwitch. Have you ever been scamwitched before?
Have you been swindled?
The descriptor of the situation where an individual purchased a luxurious-looking filled package sandwich. Used in a sentence, I went to get my sandwich, and it looked amazing. As soon as I unraveled the packaging, I realized it was a scamwitch. So basically, like...
So, like, when I open up my
are on
burrito.
One side, and, like, the other side is just, like... So it's, like... proportionally large on this side, so like it looks like
I don't think I've ever had that before.
Really? Dude, no. I feel like I've had that.
Have you been scamwitched?
I've been scamwished at Wawa a couple times.
I don't think I've had that.
And it's just like, come on, worker, like just put a little extra meat on there. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult.
I don't think I've ever had that happen before. It's very interesting work though. I could see at like hospitals they'd be scamwitching.
Scamwitching. Yeah. I don't know. I think all like also advertisements are scamwich.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a TV advertisement.
Yeah,
like if you look from a side angle versus a profile, like yeah, the Big Mac on.
Yeah, it's like yeah, you're like oh my god, that looks really good, and then you like
turn,
you
go order
it,
like yeah,
you get to order it, and it's like nope, this is not what I saw on the billboard on the way here.
Thank you. Next.
Speaking of news,
yeah, take it.
Let's give the viewers a recap on how our sports predictions went.
I was about to just say that. So basketball first round, the Knicks won, Mavs won, Pacers won, Timberwolves won, Boston won, Oklahoma won, the Nuggets won, and the Cavs won. We both went 7-8 on first round predictions.
Let's go.
So the parlay would not have hit.
That's nice.
But
that's still good odds. We might have been able to cash out for positive.
Like, money. If we went individual bets there, it would have definitely been positive money.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we would have only gone negative in one of the subjects. Now, hockey. I went 8-8. Jacob went, I think, 2-8. But he also just faded everything. So the Avs won, the Canucks won, the Rangers won, the Oilers won, Panthers won, Stars won, Boston won, and the Canes won. Also, rip the Leafs.
Dude, also, rip, I was about a live bet plus 520 last night.
Oh, they lost.
Yeah, they lost by one. They almost made it, though. They almost made it.
4-3. Yeah, the Canes.
They were down 1-3 going into the second. Live, I almost live bet it plus 520.
The Canes did, they got a little bit more life in them. That's series is 3-1 now. The Rangers were on the verge of going back-to-back sweeps. sweep in the first and second round. The Canes sort of surmised that, but
dude,
they're going down next
the
game.
Timberwolves went up 2-0 at Denver, and I actually thought they might have swept, but then Denver took game three. And I think they play again tonight. Or maybe it was last night. Did they play last night? That was not the start to the series that I saw.
I think it's tonight. Yeah, today, 8 p.m. I honestly want to see Minnesota win.
I did too.
That's just my take. I think that Denver had their glory last year. You know,
I dislike.
On to the next.
Dislike Jokic.
Dude, also, I want to talk about Rudy Gobert winning his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award, and I just don't think that's deserved. I mean, like, granted, he's tall and everything, but I think he's overrated. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's why the Timberwolves are where they are right now, is because he's a lockdown defender.
No.
Dude, they held the Nuggets to under 100 points four times this season out of the, like, five times they've been held under 100 all season. They lock them down.
I don't know. I think, though, that did you see Wembanyama's quote or whatever that he had?
Mm-mm.
So he said, give it to Rudy because this is the last year he gets it.
Wow.
Like,
shots fired.
Like, he was like, I'm young in the league. Like, give it to the older guy.
Like, wow. He'll have was he even a runner? Like,
yes. I'm pretty sure he was one of the three final choices. As
interesting.
A
that's crazy. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
So last year he's going to get it. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, literally. He was like, let him have his spotlight now because that's the last time he's going to get it. Like, wow. And I would not be shocked if Wembanyama just gets Defensive Player of the Year for the next, like,
eight
years. just goes.
Dude,
off.
I've seen like videos of people trying to shoot on him, and it's
impossible.
It's tough.
I mean, imagine trying to shoot on a net that's 10 feet high, and the person's arm span is higher than 10 feet, and he can jump and make it 12 feet.
Yeah,
like, you're just not scoring on that.
It's a tough task for sure.
But he's a rookie, so that explains why I didn't get it. He just wasn't that much better. I don't really have predictions for the second round.
My prediction is that the Timberwolves win the NBA championship over the Boston Celtics.
I hope the Celtics lose, just because, like, Dave Portnoy would be, like, in shambles. Like, I'm not praying on the downfall, but I'm praying.
You're literally doing that.
Like, nah. Boston can't win. I'm sorry. I'm going to fade them so hard.
You're a hater.
I'm going to fade them so hard.
So if they go into the finals, you're fading?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think they're favorited right now.
Yeah, dude. The whole poll, I think there was a not a stat, but there's a bet that you can do, and it was like Celtics winning was like plus 110. And then everyone else in the field was, like, alone. But you could either pick the Celtics or everyone else in the field. Like, that was, the prop.
They're favorited for sure.
They're favorited hard, and I hope that they come crashing down.
Tell you, I got Wolves over Celtics right now.
So with the summer approaching, what kind of goals you got for this summer? You want to try anything new? Get into anything new? Any random talents you want to try and dabble in?
Not necessarily, no.
Any goals?
What do you got?
Okay. I want to, like,
can't think of anything.
I think I've said this to you before, and every summer I like to do it. Wearing my shoes only when I have to.
Bro, what the fuck?
Like, I hate wearing shoes, low key.
Okay. I mean,
and when it's
I hate wearing socks.
Well, I'm gonna get to that. There's actually research behind this.
Okay.
But I just like to ground myself, and that's what this research
is. I've heard there's research that is very good for you.
No, so research has shown that grounding your feet, so like literally like socks off, like going and walking outside, like dirt,
and
on
not
skin.
On concrete, like on dirt.
Yeah,
on
grounding
the earth
for 1 hour a day may boost mood and promote relaxation. Participants who were grounded using a conductive pillow mat and patches while relaxing in recliner showed statistical significant improvements in mood and reported pleasant feelings. There's also a decrease in inflammation that they experienced.
It's very interesting.
That's just a recliner, too. That's not even like straight ground on foot contact.
Yeah, like, it's crazy to think that you could reduce inflammation by doing that.
Dude, I did it not that much last year, and only on like my days off really, but you do feel so much better. Now, granted, it takes a little bit to build up like your feet to it. Like if you got weak feet, it's not for you. Now you could definitely take baby steps, quite literally.
Or you could literally just stand in one spot for an hour.
That would annoy me. That would annoy me. I think more of it. I don't know. I don't think.
What do you do outside when you are grounding yourself?
I mean, like in the sense, like if I go fishing, or like if I go to the beach, or like if I'm just going on like a nature walk.
Beach is such a W place to be. Like there's so many good things about the beach.
Honestly, that literally might be linked. Like think about that.
It probably is. And seeing, they say that seeing water for 30 minutes a day is like extremely good for you.
Hmm.
Like just visually seeing a body of water is good for you.
Maybe that's why some people like the rain that don't like necessarily live.
Maybe. I think it's a body of water though. I don't know. Maybe though. Could be.
The rain.
Could be related.
Calming. It's relaxing. It's but so true. That's like a perennial goal that I have is always try to wear my shoes as minimally as possible. What?
Yeah, I have weak feet. I have those soft baby feet.
Dude, I have extremely like flat feet.
I do too.
But then I also have like a really high arch. Like
so like, those don't add up.
No. Like I have a high midline arch. But that's only like for like half of my foot, and then the other half is completely flat.
What?
So like when my foot is on the ground,
your foot's here, on the ground.
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna physically show you. This I'd say like here over is all flat in the ground.
Oh, like your inside arch. Yeah, the internal arch or whatever they want to call that. Okay.
So like sometimes it'd be hurting to walk, but. I don't know. You get used to it, and like you'll build calluses. I mean, your feet are gonna be really dirty, but that's what
the
shower's for.
Yeah, but I'd say like I feel like people are low key a little too like clean freak these days. Like, personally, I find the shower very relaxing, so I love showering. But like, you probably don't need a shower every day, low key. And like people say, you don't need like the optimal way to wear clothes so they don't wear away quickly. You're not supposed to wash them every time you wear them. Underwear you are, like stuff like that. But like I think underwear and socks,
unless it smells or
but,
like gets
your shirt,
dirty. Like...
Your shirt is like supposed to be worn every 2 to 3 wears. Pants are every like 3 wears. Sweatshirts are every like 5 to 10 wears.
I would understand if like it doesn't get dirty, or it doesn't smell.
But that's what I'm saying. Like how
but
often are you really
two...
getting something dirty?
Dude, a good bit. I'd be getting dirt on shit, like spilling stuff.
What the fuck are you doing? I'm very clumsy.
Or like falling. I don't know. You've seen me play die like many a times. Like I'll play
not regular
and,
life,
and I'll just get like grass
die day.
Stains. I'll just get like grass stains and stuff like. That. Dude, I'd say majority every single day. If we actually looked at my whole outfit, at the end of the day, it's either smelly the piece of clothing or there's some sort of foreign contaminant on it.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe I just live a crazy life.
I think you just live a filthy life, brother.
Well, that's why I be cleaning so
that much. Makes sense.
Dude, I do like 3 loads of laundry a week.
That's excessive. I'd say I'm about 1.2 a week. It's every like 5 to 6 days.
I like to keep my stuff nice and clean.
I mean, I do too. I like, you know, I'm still
I'm saying though, like if it smells or there's some sort of
I'm a one wear per wash type of guy. But I'm saying I saw a study that says you don't need to be washing your clothes every time you wear them.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're fucking rolling in the dirt like you, you gotta tell you to wash them because they look dirty.
Yeah, I guess like for my lifestyle, that stat doesn't work. But yeah. For other people's lifestyle, yeah, like I get it. You're working all day.
I was gonna say, like
realistically, if, like you're not gonna be breaking a sweat. Or,
that's
like,
what I said. Like
rolling
me,
around, in
like
the
I'm
dirt,
walking yeah. around the golf store all yeah. day. Like
no, that
unless
makes
I'm
sense.
Breaking a hard sweat, which I shouldn't be.
No, that makes sense. But yeah, I don't know. As a college student, I'd just be
as a wild boy yourself.
I'd just be everywhere. And then also, I want to get into flipping furniture.
Ah.
Like going on Facebook Marketplace.
Dude, I see so many. It's very possible. I just have nowhere to put them.
See, my thing is going to be like time. It's going to be a grind.
You do have to like make sure. Like, all you have to do is really give them like a deep clean and then bang, flip it out.
Yeah. You got to like clean it,
repaint
it.
I want to get into car flipping, low-key.
Car flipping.
Like, just slightly beat up car, right? Like, the person who listed it didn't wash it, didn't clean the inside. You know, maybe it needs an oil change. It needs a light fix or something. It's a couple small things, right? Yeah. And then you, bang, patch some paint, give it a deep clean inside. You know, make it look nice. Fucking resell it, $1,000, bang. But also,
finding cars like that,
a lot of work.
Yeah. I feel like the more difficult part would be finding cars also.
Nah, bro. Go on Facebook Marketplace. There's a lot of cars.
No, I agree. But then finding someone also to sell it. Like
back on Facebook Marketplace.
I feel like you're buying it with the intent of flipping it.
Yeah.
Whereas other people are buying it with the intent of actually using it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm going to fix it up and make sure it runs well and everything. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to get more value out of the vehicle because I cleaned it and fixed it for them. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's a fair...
doable.
That's what I'm saying. But it you know, takes a lot of capital and time. So
I remember you saying that to me, and you had some friend or whatever that had like a garage that you're gonna try and store the cars there or something like that.
I don't remember that, but it's probably possible.
You've talked to me about this.
I definitely have.
Because you're like one of my buddies has like an 8-car garage, and like I can like
you might be having, I think you got our friends mixed up.
No, nope.
I know zero people with an 8-car garage.
Maybe it was a shop, but you, dude, I swear it was you. I don't know anyone else that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have anyone with an 8. I think that was one of my problems is that I don't have anywhere to store the cars.
Maybe it was a dream because it definitely was with you, but I just don't know why I would be dreaming about that.
I dream about some wild, dude. My dreams have been getting weird lately. Like, whack.
Like, okay, tell me.
I can't remember a single one of them.
Bruh. Then how are you going to say they're whack?
Because I remember waking up and being like, wow, that was a weird dream.
You ever write them down?
No, should I?
Yes.
You dream journal?
I have occasionally. I low-key want to find a dream. But at the same time, like, I don't know what's written. So, like... If we're gonna be,
you look that up. I'm gonna.
Oh, dude, no, I actually do. I have written dreams and everything.
That's crazy. Oh,
wait, I feel like I might. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
This is a crazy dream. Okay. This happened the night of 6/7/2022. So June 7th,
a couple years ago.
Two years ago. Literally just pulled this up. Okay, this is a little insight in my mind. So. Word for word, I'm going to read it off. I walked into a casino, somehow hacked the slot machine, and won 500 grand. I got 3 in a row in some game, and the ticket printed out, and I went to cash it. And on my way, 2 employees asked why I was happy, and I said I won a lot of money. First mistake. Should not have done that. this isn't on this. I'm just, like, communicating. Like, looking back, in my dream, I shouldn't have done that.
Looking back, anything over $2,000 is a hand pay, and they have to pay you out in cash in hand. Like, they don't print you out a $500,000 ticket.
No, like the machine printed out a ticket, and I had to bring
it. That's not a thing.
No.
They halt the machine.
No, what I'm saying is, like, it printed the ticket, and then I walked over and exchanged the ticket.
I'm saying you cannot get a ticket for $500,000. It doesn't exist. They make you get an attendant to walk over, verify the win, and then they give you like chips and stuff.
Okay, well,
but it's a dream. Yeah, I know,
it's a dream, and I guess that's how my brain thought it worked in 2022. I thought that's how it worked, but
not how it works. You win.
Well, they asked why I was happy, and I said I won a lot of money. Period. Well, they saw me hack the machine and knew I didn't win. So they came with me and asked what they were doing, and they said they were going to mug me for my money once I got it because it wasn't valid, because I hadn't won, and if they took the money, they would be less sus because everyone would think I had it. Well, I was scared, and I didn't want to tell anyone what they were going to do because then I wouldn't get the money. So as the person was getting the money, I choked them out, grabbed the money, and ran. It was in an envelope. Apparently,
$500,000 just got stashed in an envelope real quick.
The casino was on a golf course, and coincidentally, the greens were being fixed on one hole, and one guy got really mad at me and tackled me because I just ruined his work running. But I kicked him and got away. I stayed low for about a week and didn't want to deposit the money because I was afraid of getting seen at the bank.
Only a week.
Well, for some reason, I went to a party. And at the party, everything was going well. And then all of a sudden, the cops raided the party and everyone was confused. So
this is wild. I can't lie.
Yeah, dude, crazy dream. So I ran and hid in a tool shed in someone's backyard. And I explained that everything that happened. So like apparently I was locked in this shed with other people.
You were getting mugged?
No. I wasn't mugged. I was running. But there were other people hiding with me in the shed because the cops had just raided the party. So I was explaining to everyone like what happened. Like I'm just full on confessing.
Yep.
But I had like driven to this place. Yeah. So
you just had to get your car.
I realized that my keys were inside the house that's you're being raided fucking right beat. Now.
You're like, never getting those keys.
I ran into the house to get my keys.
What the fuck?
And the person I choked out was standing in the kitchen. They remembered me because I was wearing the same shoes. So I ran once again. Somehow, I got the keys. Three British cops were after me.
So we're in London.
One big guy, one detective, and a smaller cop. As I was running out of the front door, the big British guy grabs me, and I struggled my way out. But he gets one handcuff on me. So now I'm, like, screwed because everyone can see I'm on the run because I've got a handcuff.
What the fuck?
I'm on the run for some reason. The party was close to the casino and golf course because, once again, I was running on the course, and I had to jump an electric fence, which hurt like a bitch. I didn't feel it because it was a dream, but, like, I could imagine it. And so I'm running, and I knew my time was coming to an end, so I eventually just surrendered myself. And that's how.
So, okay. And you woke up after you
then
surrendered
I woke
yourself?
Up after I surrendered, yeah.
That's always how the dream always ends when you, like, die or lose.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like.
But this dream lasted in my mind for over a week.
That's crazy.
And I was on the run for a week. Like, you know when they're ever like, how long could you
I would say time and dreams are always trippy.
Apparently, I can only last a week on the run. Like,
I don't understand why you laid low for only a week.
Like, and you then really went to a party.
Yeah, like, did he go to the bank first? You went to a freaking frat party. That does say something about you, though. First place would be a party. Get loose.
Yeah, that was my dream night of June 6th. And then I put, like, I, like, looked up stuff because I wanted to know, like, what this meant. A casino in a dream, while it may be symbolic of risk-taking and good luck, those who assume a reasonable level of risk and reward. So, like, that's where, like, the casino maybe came into, like, effect. Withdrawing money in a dream, when you can see yourself getting money out of the cashier or ATM machine, but when it is the right time to take your winnings and cut your losses, whether you're looking at it from a mental standpoint where we need self-control for life's difficulties. So, like, that was, like, an underlying factor there. Because apparently all dreams have, like, underlying factor.
This is what they say.
Casino heist. A heist at a casino and a dream about money. And the dream represents the dreamer's desire to win big in business. I mean, like, it's not, like, that far off. Like, I definitely would want to succeed in life. But, like, I don't know.
That is interesting.
Choking someone out in
that,
a dream.
Yeah, now we're
if
getting.
You're choking someone in a dream, that is a warning that you're on the verge of committing a crime. Someone from your surroundings might be doing everything they can to make your life miserable.
Holy. I'm going to say it's a negative sign there on that one.
Yeah, I don't
and,
know.
Running
sitting, and hiding from the police.
I would say sitting in a shed and confessing your life to
denotes
strangers.
Patience, perseverance, determination, ambition, tenacity, courage, and success.
What are we talking about now?
You are allowing
now
others.
We're gaslighting.
You put forth a tough image but are sensitive on the inside. The dream signals new undertakings and emergence of fresh energies. Perhaps you are feeling steamed about something. That's what running and hiding from the police in a dream could.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
No, that was a lot of mixed signals in that dream. I'm not gonna lie, brother.
A real roller coaster. But yeah,
you were going through it 2 years ago.
No, you should start like journaling your dreams, dude. That was just a random dream.
I probably should.
Because, like, then you, like...
I do want to start grounding myself, though.
Yeah, dude. Grounding yourself.
You go touch the ground.
Yeah. You want to carry us into a topic?
Sure. So, speaking of Mother's Day, before we shot this, I saw a post on YouTube that said, Happy Mother's Day to my wife. You now have 5 beautiful babies, and you're handling it great. This gentleman called his YouTube channel's Meet Kevin. His name is Kevin Pathrath, an absolute beast. Like, dude is just a really good role model for people in general. Super knowledgeable, successful, humble. He is 32 years old with 7 children and a estimated net worth of $50 million. And he 2020, he just ran for... governor in California, and he lost, but he took it like a beast.
Yeah, I want to circle back though to the 5 kids.
That's where I wanted to circle back to. 7 kids, 5 of them are newborns.
That's what we need to discuss.
So I think he like did a Planned Parenthood type of deal where like
is he a polygamist?
No, I think I don't know if he like. Adopted all 5 with people that were already pregnant, or like if he impregnated them.
Yeah, like or... this guy seems like he doesn't have enough time to be procreating.
Dude, so, he like, does a he's a private jet because he needed to save time. Like he runs a real estate. Excuse me, he runs a real estate startup, and he like is buying. Real estate all over the United States, so he's flying in between all of his properties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he also has 7 kids
and a wife, which I'm assuming only 2 have come from.
Yes, so maybe, the first 2. First
so
two.
Maybe it was like an adoption thing. I wish that like we had more information. On
yeah,
this. He doesn't seem like the type of guy to impregnate.
No, he's definitely not.
Yeah, and like if it was an artificial like. Sort of
I forget what he would call it. I think he made a video on it one time.
I feel like this is more leaning towards adoption.
No, 100% is. But I mean like you know, when you donate your sperm?
Yeah.
If it was like that, but they froze the sperm, and then you know how they can like force whatever it's called? Mm-hmm. I think they did that. I feel like
artificial that, insemination.
Yeah, that sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they did that. I feel like that's also likely.
I just don't see why the guy would want to do that if he already has 2 kids. Like he doesn't need.
Nah, dude, he wants an army, bro. He wants an army.
Like, no, I get like adopting them. I feel like that's the more realistic answer.
You're saying you don't see why he needs 5 more of his kids?
Yeah,
he already has 2 sons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
because he has 2 sons, and then. I think he has now like 3 daughters and another 2 sons.
Yeah, no, like I think that was probably something through Planned Parenthood.
Where, yeah,
like,
that's what I'm
saying.
The
parent was like, hey, I don't want to have an abortion, but at the same time, I can't raise this kid in a stable.
2 of them were twins.
Yeah.
Oh, no, triplets. So there was he did twins and triplets he adopted.
So like I bet someone was probably like, I don't want to abort these.
Yeah, kids. I think that's what happened.
And he was not necessarily. He was like, I'll take them, but he was probably in some program. I mean, he's a millionaire.
Yeah,
like, he can do that. He can do that.
He's got the funds.
Yeah, that's the good thing about America is realistically, like people can do that. It's just and it's good to see that
whether
that
they want
to
do
like,
it.
That is willing to do that. But I think that's what it was. The family was probably like, all right, well, we're not going to be able to financially support this.
So what I wanted to ask you is how many kids? It's too many. Are you personally?
Like this just comes down to money, dude. If I have $50 million in net worth, maybe 10. 10 would be the max. I think 10 would be the max. Because after 10, it's...
One for each 5 million you got?
Yeah, like, I mean...
It's fair.
Because, there definitely is a point. Like, you can't have 20 kids. You can't have... 30 kids. I mean, like, you could, but at the same time, like, at what point?
Try to tell Genghis Khan that, brother.
Because he didn't know all of them, but at what point, like you still have to be, like, a father to these kids. Like, if you're going to adopt them, like, if you have 30 kids, I don't think you have enough time to actually build a relationship and develop each kid individually into something that.
Yeah, it's.
Like, I think 10 is the max.
You have to really, like, look at it deep down and be like, what is, like, what is the role of a father and how much of a relationship do you need to build, yeah. right? Is it okay, like, to, in the morning, like, have a 5-minute chat with them, you know, wish them a good day at school and, like, eat breakfast with them. And then at the end of the day, eat dinner with them, chat with them for 5 minutes, and kind of like, and maybe like play with them outside for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and that's all you really have to do.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you have to have like an hour in the morning, 2 hours at night, like
no,
extreme bonding? Like,
I don't think you need extreme bonding, but what's interesting in this scenario is that they're five. Babies,
yeah, they're all like literally
when
under
I
the
say
age
10
of
kids
six.
I'm assuming months like old. My oldest is like 20 and my youngest is like 5 at
yeah
that point.
Like my brother's 30, I'm just turned 21, like yeah, that's a big gap, and there could have been kids in between, but also not the same mom, so you could really like plan it out exactly the ages you want.
Yeah, like I don't think I could take on 5 babies.
It's
now I could take on 5 babies over like 10 years.
Yeah,
but not
that'd be a lot easier.
Not at one time. Like, yeah, what's his wife doing? How's his wife doing?
I'm assuming
a lot of mouths to feed, and they're all not linguistic.
Well,
in any,
so
in any...
$50 million.
I mean, yeah, you probably
he
got
has
some
a
helpers.
Few nannies.
Yeah,
he literally said it on one of his live streams the other day. He has several nannies, so they get on shifts.
Yeah, see, and that's the other thing. Like, is the like how is that kid gonna develop like emotionally? Like, obviously, you hope that all these kids are, like, getting the love that they deserve, and they probably are. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Like, you're Rory.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she was attached to
that's, yeah, that's what's weird, because, like, I just talked to her the other day about it, and I was like, how is it when you go from being on maternity leave, and you're with her for... literally 24 hours a day, and now you see her like she sleeps in her own crib, you sleep in your bed, you see her for an hour in the morning when you're getting her ready, getting yourself ready, and then you see her for 3 hours at night. You went from 24 hours in a day being with your child to 4. Like, I was like, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, you get used to it after a while. It's just like, it's crazy to think about it like that. And then when you have 5 kids, it's like, you know. And you're not even
yeah, and you
really...
gotta like rotate through them. Like, yeah, all right, that's your 25 minutes. Yeah. On to the next.
That's weird. It's weird. Yeah,
low key, it'd be weird.
I mean, yeah. I guess you could find someone who's in a family with like quadruplets or something, and see how they're doing. But I feel like it's all right, because like, how much do you like? As I feel like, as long as the emotional connection is there. And you can tell that there's love being reciprocated. It doesn't really matter about like the raw numbers. And I like, as long as you grow up in a loving home, I think it's fine. Cause like, I don't remember what I did at the age of 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Right. So I feel like as long as the foundation is being built well, it doesn't matter too much. You know, you can mess up a little bit in there.
But so what's your number? Mine's 10.
I also think it comes down to a money thing. It definitely does.
Yeah, I mean, if you're broke, you can't have 10 kids.
So am I starting – what age am I starting? 28?
You are 20. Yeah, we'll go with that.
28? I would
okay. – And your net worth is 10 million.
10 million? Chill, you got 50, bro. Share the wealth, G. What the heck?
Well, no, we're putting this in perspective, because if you had 50 million, you'd probably be like 10.
10? I could –
10 million.
I was thinking 20, but that's too much. It's way too much. Right? Because if I started at 28, I'd be 48 when I had my last one. And then they would be turning 20 when I'm 68. That's way too old. Right? You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think 10 is like cap. Like the very max. And you have to like... And they're not all with the same mother, because that would be, God bless women, dude. That would be just a disaster for her.
Dude, I'm trying to figure out who that one rapper is that has like 19 kids.
Dude, it's Pharrell or no?
It might be, yeah.
I think Pharrell has like 7 kids. Is it Pharrell?
Oh, it might be more.
I want to say it's Pharrell for some reason.
Dude, I don't know. I know Philip Rivers has like 11 kids.
Yep. Like I said, it's just massive wealth. You just have
he's got kids 4 kids. No, maybe it's – is it Blueface?
Blueface, that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, 10 still a lot, it's though. Three. Like, it just seems like so much. Like, imagine having 10 kids and trying to get to all of their sporting events.
DMX, that's who it is. DMX holds the record for having the most kids among rappers with a total of 15.
Jesus.
Unfortunately, he passed away in 2021.
Rip.
Yeah.
The vid got him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, no, I think 10's a solid number.
That might be too much, to be honest, though. Nah, like, imagine trying to get to 10 sporting events.
Nah, that'd be fun.
Like, they're all in a sport in the summer.
Track. Realistically, they're all playing the same sport.
So realistically, they're not all playing the same sport.
No, I'd make them
play. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
You shouldn't do that. No, I would straight up say, listen.
I can't. If you want to play a sport, it has to be baseball.
Well, no,
it has to be softball.
Like, you got to realize, like, you're not going to be able to make it to everything. You just physically can't do that.
You can't.
So, like, it's either you're going to have to pay people to drive your kids to the
true. Yeah, let's say, how are you getting them to point A to point B?
Like, you can't be in 10 different places at one time.
Dude, I wonder if he thought about that. How is my man getting his kids to and from school? 5 deep? He's gonna have to mini. He's gonna have to have a mini bus.
Yeah, no,
he's gonna have to have literally a short bus go to and from his house. Just him, like just his family.
Yeah, because literally 5 kids. There's in like a normal sedan. There's only what 5
like seats. High school. You're gonna have to buy 5 whips when they all turn 16.
Oh yeah, true. I mean, like, he's got the money. He's got the money.
I guess.
And realistically,
but the car insurance is gonna be through the roof.
No, if I was that parent though. I think I wouldn't buy them all their own car.
Right?
I think I'd buy 2 cars share. And I'd say, yeah, share.
Two for 10 people?
I thought we were talking about 5. If it's like 10 people, I'm talking like 4 cars. Like
four cars. Yeah.
Because like I feel like a few of them are going to be buddies. Like yeah. Some of them are going to play the same sport. Like, ah, you guys are going to volleyball practice. You guys are going to swim.
Everyone in swim in car A. Yep.
Hands in on 3. Let's go. Team.
Frank,
yeah.
Geometry chest on 3. 1, 2, 3. History.
Nah. Because I wouldn't if I had that much money, I mean, granted, I would want to spoil my kids, but at the same time, like, they need to know, like, share.
You gotta know how to be humble.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to keep that carbon footprint down on my family.
Just 10. You also gotta think you'd have to have a 10-car garage. That's unreasonable.
That is so unreasonable. That is so unreasonable.
You can't do that.
Yeah, no, people would be sharing. I mean, I myself would have like 5 cars, but like,
no.
I'm sure. All right, moving on.
That was good. That was a good one.
You want to do a quick high low?
Yeah.
We'll just run it. Swegway through these. Inventor Eugene Heim and Ole Steen Motz were granted a patent for a clamp style fingernail clipper in 1891. Oh, fingernail clipper. Basically the same thing that, yeah.
Dude, pet peeve of mine.
But that's for another time.
1912, you said?
1899. Or 1891.
Over, under. Over.
You'll go over? It's under. 1881.
Wow.
I know. It's been around for a minute. Like, and if you actually look at the patent, it looks the exact same as it is
today. I would say it's a pretty simple,
I mean,
like,
it's like 3 pieces of metal.
It's literally like a lever. Like it's pretty simple.
Okay. Today's high-low is also mixed in with fatalities. Over 15 people are killed by cows each year.
Cows?
Over under 15 people.
I'm imagining how many people a cow will lay on a year and then they just die. I imagine that's how the cows get them. Kicked? Cows kick? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Never, you ever seen somebody get kicked by a cow? Imagine a horse kick, but like a little less, but like essentially the same thing.
Jeez, my bad.
Like, and I know you've 10? Seen someone get kicked by a horse.
I've definitely seen it.
Over under 15 people killed by a cow.
You'd be the over.
Yeah, it's over. 20. On average, 20 people a year are killed by cows. I'm assuming they're the cow farmers.
Yeah.
This is a cow farm. You're going to see cows. The cow. The cows are outside. The history of computer printers began in 1928 when Seattle inventor Chester Carlson invented a dry printing process called electrophotography, commonly called a Xerox. Over under 1928.
Over.
It is over. 1938.
Wow.
Yep.
It's I was going to say like 32.
Side note on this. Did you Side know note. That you can't print on a printer if yellow ink is not in the printer?
I need to worry about this because my yellow printer toner is low at work. So we gotta get that replaced?
No, no, no. Get this. The Secret Service in 2012 signed a deal with Canon, Brother, Casio, Hewlett-Packard, Konica, Minolta, Mita, Ricoh, Sharp, and Xerox. Basically, the major printing companies. Yeah. The reason why you can't print without yellow ink is every piece of paper printed on any of these machines, manufactured by any of these, has a small, like, watermark, per se, so that the Secret Service or whatnot can track when a piece of paper is printed. So that there's, like, yellow dots at the bottom of the page that kind of, like,
what the fuck?
Are hidden into the paper. Yeah. No, actually, wild.
So they're tracking our fucking printer paper.
No, they're not essentially tracking it, but like I think it's more for like legal reasons. Like, so you can't forge a document. But so this agreement was signed in 2012, but apparently it began as far back as 2008.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no. And like there's documented cases. Like it's literally like a dot code. And it's like it's not, you can actually see it, I think, if you look closely, but at some pages, but it's a code and it'll read like when that was printed, and I just find that
I want to do more research on that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, no, fully, just like actually it blew my mind. I was like, huh, because it's just like it's a dot code, and when I got to thinking, I was like, okay, like that makes sense, because if someone claims that like this was printed at one time, like
yeah,
clearly look and be like, hey, you're wrong.
It's kind of hype, though. Yeah. But it's scary, but cool at the same time.
But that's why you can't print without yellow ink.
Can't you? I'm just trying to print black and white.
Now, I mean, granted, not all printers are like that, but the companies I just listed.
The major manufacturers are.
Yeah. There were an estimated 20,000 scooter fatalities in 2023.
What the fuck?
Over scooter? Under. Yeah, like the electric scooters.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I was thinking the fucking Razor ones where you gotta put fucking... I was like, bro, those are fucking hazardous. I forgot about electric scooters. I want to say under. 30,000 is a lot.
20,000. An estimated 20,000. Over, under, an estimated
20,000. Oh. I thought you said 30. God damn it. Give me under.
It's still the under. 1,500 though. 1,500 fatalities.
Nah, it's not that many. Yeah, it's
chill. But still.
Nah, it's
chill. Well, I don't think it's also on the user. I think it's them getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what it
100%.
Is. 100%. And there's no protection riding an electric
car. No. So, like, I don't see any of those fuckers wearing helmets either.
Well, even that. But I'm saying if you get hit, like, sideswipe from a car.
Nah,
like,
the helmet would help, bro.
I don't think the helmet's helping that.
No, bro. I'd save you, dude.
In 1931, the winner of the first intercity beauty contest was crowned Miss America, and she won a first place prize of $100. The first pageant had only 7 contestants from cities along the East Coast. Over under 1931 for the first Miss America.
Under.
Under, yeah, under. It is correct. 1921.
Wow.
I know. So that means 3 years ago was the 100th anniversary of Miss
America. True.
I don't know. It's all coming down in shambles as we just...
Yeah, let's say they made it 100 years. Now we're going to blow it to smithereens.
Virtually all of today's electric drills descend from the original portable handheld drill patented in 1907 by S. Duncan Black and Alonzo
Decker. One where you like do this.
Whose invention spurred the growth of the modern power tool industry. Over under 1907.
Give me the over.
Yeah, it is the over. 1917.
Yes, sir.
I think that puts you at... Are you like...
I think I only got one wrong. First one.
Yeah, you got the first one. So you're 6 or 5 for 6 right now. All right, last one. Buffalo Wild Wings sells nearly 4 billion wings per year.
Combined, during the month of May, Buffalo Wild Wings is running a promotion for bottomless wings.
On Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mondays and Wednesday, babies. Yeah. Shout out our sponsor for this episode, it's, Buffalo Wild Wings.
I wish you. But yeah, no, $19.99, and it's all you can eat. Boneless wings and fries.
Yeah. Free fries. That's crazy.
But so, 4 billion wings per year combined, boneless and bone-in. Over, wow. Under 4 billion.
Even the fucking over.
Nope. Under 2 billion.
Damn it.
Dude, 4 billion wings is a lot.
That is a lot, dude.
I mean, 2 billion is still a lot, but like, that's...
A billion wings is a lot.
Yeah. No, dude. That's crazy.
That's fucking...
They're putting up historical numbers. They are... Think about the amount of chickens. That's what I'm saying. That is
bad.
Because realistically, there's only... I mean, there's two thighs and two wings on each chicken, so...
That's a billion chickens gone. Think about that, bro. That is a little sad.
But, well, no, because it's also combined boneless and bone-in. So think about all the boneless, like, nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all really boneless wings are. They're just chicken nuggets.
It's still like 500,000 chickens gone, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but good job, B-dubs, you know?
Yeah, but that'd be B-dubs.
Yeah, screw the vegans. Psych, I'm joking.
And you're canceled.
No.
All right, 5 out of 7. Not bad.
Not bad.
2 decent weeks back to back.
Yeah, dude. No. Do you got a topic, or do you want me to swing us a board?
Happy Mother's Day.
I got some this or that. If you want to do that.
Oh, I love those.
And these are some interesting. So, would you rather have adventure travel or luxury relaxation?
So like I'm hiking in Honolulu. Or
like
sitting on the beach with like butlers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. I'd like to do both. I'd like to do like one on day one, the other on day
this
two.
Or that.
Fuck. Ah. This or that. Give me the luxury.
I'm taking the luxury relaxation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm going on vacation.
I really expected you to do the adventure.
No. I mean, adventure's cool and all, but if I had the opportunity to be hand-fed grapes,
yeah.
I'm taking the hand-fed grapes.
Yeah.
Because when's that going to ever happen again? Vintage vinyl or modern streaming?
Streaming.
I'm going vintage vinyl.
Nah, bro.
I like my vinyls, dude.
Nah.
Listening to a nice, crisp
vinyl. They ain't that good, bro.
Vinyl,
they ain't that good.
Dude, they're pretty good.
Nah, they ain't that good, G.
Pretty good. Midnight stargazing or sunrise yoga?
Stargazing, it's tough because I like stargazing. We can't do it much here because there's too much pollution, too much light pollution. But I'm going to go sunrise because I like the colors in the sky better.
I'm going midnight stargazing. Note on this, have you been able to see the Aurora Borealis or no?
No. I saw a video on that last night saying I should be able to. But I was too lazy to get out of bed.
Well, last night there was too much cloud cover. Like,
Swore beat.
Yeah, but dude, my dad saw it and he said it was nuts. Damn. I mean, the fact though that, I mean, he's up in Canada, but like, I know people that have seen it.
What? I thought it was
like,
in
all the way down to like Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
It's crazy.
Like, that's like unheard of.
Is he on vacation?
Last time that happened, in Canada? Like, no. No, he's working.
Oh, work. Yeah.
But that's crazy. The last time it was like seen in the US was in like 25 years ago, 90s.
That is crazy.
Okay. Time travel to the past or the future? What knowledge would you rather have?
The future. You can travel to the past if you really imagine it hard enough and read a good book. I want to go to the future.
Yeah, you're picking going to the future.
Yeah, because you can go to the past if you read.
No, I'm picking going to the past because I know half of those stories are false, and I'd rather get the true information.
So you're going back to meet Helen Keller.
Not necessarily.
You
want to
see Wilt drop 100.
No, not necessarily. Maybe like the dinosaurs to see what they actually look like.
So you want to see if Wilt drops 100.
I mean, yeah, that too. I mean, yeah, I for sure would be there with my notepad.
Oh, I fucking get the camera out, Zeke. Why don't you have a camera?
Because then everyone would know I'm a time traveler.
Nah, you're chill.
Just put it in the pocket. Mind-bending sci-fi movie or heart-wrenching
Wait,
drama.
You could weigh the you could wear the Ray-Bans glasses with a thing in the side?
Dude, have you ever seen that, like, old image? There's, like, an image of a time traveler, and he has, like, Ray-Ban sunglasses on.
That's what I'm saying! And they would never know!
I don't know, he stands out.
The people in the photo didn't know, though.
Yeah, well, that's my other question. I was like, what an interesting time to take a photo of a man sticking out. But yeah, so mind-bending sci-fi or heart-wrenching drama? So like The Notebook or Interstellar? Like that's essentially what we're hit here with.
What? Wait, say it again.
Said The Notebook or Interstellar.
No. Say the genres again, though.
Mind-bending sci-fi or what? Heart-wrenching drama?
Heart-wrenching.
I'm taking the sci-fi, dude. I could care less about.
Can I get rom-com over all those?
Heart-wrenching drama, nope.
All right, well, it's close to rom-com, though, right?
It's heart-wrenching. I don't know any rom-coms that are heart-wrenching.
You just haven't watched a good rom-com yet.
Skydiving thrill or deep-sea dive?
I've not gone deep-sea, but I have done, like, snorkeling with a tank. And I have gone skydiving, and I prefer the deep-sea.
I have never gone skydiving, and I'm going to pick skydiving because I feel like there's way too many things that could go wrong with deep sea.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want to go deep. Like, how deep?
I'm talking like
kilometers down?
Like where those bulls submarine imploded.
I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just go like snorkeling? Like, skydiving's fun, but it only lasts like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's too much thrill for me to like thrill to me is like a shot of espresso where like it just bang, it hits you, right? But like something like snorkeling is more of a fun pleasure. Like I feel like I can't really absorb the fun in the skydiving because it's too fucking scary and quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
See, with the deep sea...
Deep sea diving, I'm not trying to die, though.
Yeah. No, the fear of death for deep sea anything would solely not want me to do it. And, yeah, like,
I guess I changed my answer to skydiving.
Like, I think I'd be chill with scuba.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Like, just go down, like, a couple feet. Fish. Yeah. Go, like, down to the reef.
Try
like,
not to
the reef is as far down as I'm going. Like, I'm not going off the cliff.
Not going off the cliff. And then lastly... City lights or countryside silence?
Such a tough one.
So like New York City or the middle of Kansas? That's really not countryside, but like...
No, I know.
The middle of Montana.
Damn. What am I doing? Like, am I taking a drive?
I know you're living there.
Living there?
Yeah, like, where could, like, you got to live there for 5 years. City or the countryside of Montana in the middle of nowhere?
City.
Yeah, I'm going city, too.
If I'm taking a drive, put me in the country.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be driving through the city.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless there's nobody on the road.
That's I'm envisioning this with nobody.
Oh.
Like,
oh, well, if it's nobody, I'm picking the city and a little bit of light rain.
Light rain. That's what I'm vibing to right now. That's what I was imagining.
You were putting that on.
Yeah,
you putting me on that.
But also, thing. Like, you could just fucking tear up some dirt roads out in the country.
Yeah, something about the city light.
I don't know. I pick city though.
The neon city. Everywhere makes you feel some like Tokyo drift.
That's what I'm saying. A little Tokyo.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Brian. Walker. Not Brian Walker, but Brian's his name in the movie. Walker is his last name.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. Yeah, Paul.
I was like,
Not Brian's his name in the movie. Movies. Oh, rest in peace, bro. He was gone too young.
That like basically brings us to the end, even though I want to discuss why my pet peeve of the week is nails.
Oh, no, let's do it.
My pet peeve is people clipping their nails in public.
Whoa! Where did you see this?
Dude, I feel like I'd be seeing it more often than not. It's just like, what are you
That's doing? A completely valid pet peeve. Like,
just like
what the
fuck? Do that in your house.
Yeah, dude, that is like
in your bathroom.
Something you do in the privacy of your home.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Oh, that gives off like furry vibes for some reason. I don't know why.
It's not even like I get I just get like chills.
No, seriously, I've actually just got goosebumps thinking about that. That's gross. Imagine walking to class and
That's the thing. Like, realistically, there's nothing gross about it.
Nah, it's just it's weird. It's
like unusual.
Yeah.
It's
just chilling. It's what I would call it.
Because there's nothing wrong with, you're not doing anything. No, yeah, I do that too. But it's the fact that you're doing it in public.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That's my pet peeve. Like, just keep that to yourself.
Why is it weird? I'm imagining someone. Everyone does it. I'm imagining someone walking down a campus and just clipping their nails, and it looks so wrong. But when I imagine myself doing it in my bathroom, it's perfectly fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Why, dude? Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. That's my pet peeve. But that was just quick.
What else could you do in the privacy of your home, but if you saw someone doing it in public, would be extremely weird? Other than like using the restroom or something. I can't think of anything.
Picking your nose.
I guess.
Everyone be doing that.
It's not as weird though. If I saw someone in public be weird, I'm like, all right, it's a little gross, but I think
it'd be the same thing as clipping their nails to me.
I guess.
What else? Drying off. That'd be
drying off?
Yeah, in public. Like,
what would you be drying off from? You just showered in the public restroom?
Okay, yeah, you know what? Maybe
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You can't. Mm. I can't leave anything, bro.
Nah, dude, but yeah, seeing someone clip their nails in public.
That is grimy for no reason.
But it's not.
That's what I'm saying. What is brushing your teeth in public? That's not weird. Yeah, it's a little weird. But it's not it doesn't give me the ick like it does clipping your nails. Plucking your eyebrows.
No, still doesn't do
that. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't give me goosebumps.
Doesn't do the same thing for me. I don't think there is anything that compares to clipping your nails.
That's what I'm saying. It's just such an odd,
If you have some sort of...
Do you think it's because it, leaves something behind as you're walking? Or would it be weirder if they went and picked up the nail off the ground and put it in their pocket?
Dude, nah. If you're clipping them in public, just leave them on the ground.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Just litter. When you're grounding your feet this week, just remember. Someone's toenail clippings could be right where you
stop.
Never play tie.
You just ruined it for me.
Your toes again.
You just ruined it for me. I'm never going to want to take my socks off again. No, dude.
You're welcome for that one. Mm. And we'll leave you on that one, boys. I think that was episode 51. Who knows? Y'all will see it in the title.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment down below if you enjoyed the episode.
Have a good day.
Drop a like, drop a sub.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.